story, we can show these characters. I just spoke about these Asuric characters, right? The parasites, the lusty ones. I mean, we can show, and now we're talking this, what's his name? Epstein case, which I, the author, think I'm seeing here, that there's a reality behind, you know, you have those rich people, super duper rich people. That's what you see from the media outside, right? And they are doing their thing, what super duper rich people do. But when we look at this, and this is what we want to do in this story, such a person, privately, personally, within, you know, as we will do with everyone in this story, what's going on there? Well, you find essentially a hardcore materialist, because in order to do, to play that game, be so greedy for money or power or whatever it is that you're greedy for, it takes a certain consciousness. And you, as we can show there also, find a bunch of psychopaths there. I would say a psychopath may be one who is, how to say, separated from the more empathic parts of social life, more like what's in it for me. So, yeah, there we go. And so we can show how in that heart of that very rich person, there's still no satisfaction. He can't satisfy that lust. Because, you know, when you try to satisfy lust, it's burning even more. So addictions, you know, whether drug addictions, sexual addictions, alcohol, this and that, or just power addiction and so on, they tend to go overboard. And you have this person there, and it's not hard to then show how that person goes sexually pervert, does these kind of weird things. And it also explains why an empire on the verge of falling and crumbling often displays that kind of decadence, where the people living in it, they are spoiled and they are rich and they are dissatisfied, and they are getting into more and more this kind of sexual fixations, just trying everything. I couldn't be satisfied by that. Let's try this one. And more of that one. And it goes on that way. So we can show that life and that mentality from within. And this may be very important in our story, what we show people from within. You know, not just here is a rich, powerful person and sitting on it up there somewhere in a skyscraper or in Paradise Island somewhere, and that's it. But what's going on in the mind of that person? What does he or she eat? And, you know, of course, that's what we find in the movies. But it's important. And not only those people, but others as well. In this way, we show the reality. Because reality is, well, more closer when we look deeper into the consciousness of individuals, of people, and, well, collective consciousness as well, of course. So, yeah, we put it there.